All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This is Morgan Frost, and you're watching Nasty Knuckles.
You're listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your host, Derek Nasty Suttermeyer, and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
What's up, Regalia?
This is it.
You got the yeah, good to see you too, buddy. We got the episode this week. You sure on the number here, where we're at?
115.
115. I didn't know if we're on 104 or not.
Well,
we're somewhere around there. But yes, nice to be back, brother.
Yeah. Everything good?
Yeah.
How's the body holding up?
Body's holding up good. We had a men's league game that you missed again.
Standard.
Found a way to win. Played Rolling Rock. Good game.
Yeah, nice.
They're good. They got a good team. I did get one, lucky enough to get one. Took a snipe in the back of my knee. Oof. From Foxy. Didn't feel real.
Good.
No, I'll have to get baller that footage. But
Icing that bad boy?
Oh, I iced it. Yeah. I iced it. I didn't think I'd be able to walk the next day, but I'm pretty tough. So, I walked it off. But I did take a fall the other day. Went over to Carr's for a little wiffle ball game. Most unathletic thing I've ever done in my life, the move. I slipped a little bit in the grass. It was wet.
Were you overserved?
No, not yet. Not at that time. I mean, I had a couple, you know.
Just a little wobbly
clear,
knees.
I had a couple clear in waters. I just lost my footing. So I'm running to try to catch this ball, which I can't see because my cap. I'm leaning over because I'm off balance. Not only do I miss it, I slide on the wet grass and my head right into the brick wall. I had a golf ball in my head.
Oh my
and
God.
Everyone's laying on the ground laughing at the kid. Anybody, I guess that's what I get for scaring people.
I guess so. Anybody get any footage of that?
No, thank God. That's what I said. Thank God. No, actually, I wish I did have it.
I kind of wish you did.
And Chef Greg was there with us, the great chef for the Flyers. And he went up to bat and he had flip flops on. Not a good move. Took a cut like Bryce Harper, hard as he could, both feet right out, boom, right on his back.
That was the end of him?
He said, I'm done.
That's it.
He said, I'm done, boys. I'm just going to sit here and watch. But, yeah, so I took a couple falls, but I'm all right.
You're
right. Feeling pretty good, man. Yeah, if you would have been there, maybe you would have taken one for me, but
yeah.
Can't find you.
Well, when you're that in shape, you can recover quick.
I mean. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm still not in very good shape, but no. Anyway.
Who won?
We did.
You guys won, yeah?
I pitched the 8th and 9th inning.
Go.
Yeah. They kept trying to extend it. First we said 7 innings, then they wanted to go to 9. We shut them down. We got the win.
Good stuff.
Trying to think of everybody. It was on my team. It was me and Beezer, Waiter. Who else was on our team? Gosh. Carter was not. He's like throwing 99-mile-an-hour wiffle balls. You can't even like see the damn thing. But we won anyway. That's the end of the story.
Nice crew.
Yeah. It was good. It was a bunch. It was like five on five. I just can't. My mind's going a little blank on me here. But anyway,
yeah. CD's kicking in.
How about the playoffs so far, man?
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting.
Has been. Some more interesting than others.
Yep.
But the one that I've really had fun watching is the Devils and the Rangers. I thought it was going to be a sweep after the first two games in Jersey where they kind of smacked them around pretty good.
Yeah.
But the Devils are coming back, one game in overtime, game 3. It was huge. And then they found a way to win the game 4 there. So it's been fun to watch for me just because I love when they go – I want them to go 7.
Well,
I wish
of course, that rivalry, yeah.
But that rivalry's great. Yeah, and exactly. There's no way anyone thought after they got those two that the Devils would – you know, they're a young team, man.
Yep.
Go into New York City I don't know if you were able to watch much of the games, but man, I was kind of getting chills. It was pretty cool. Like when they were getting ready to drop the puck, that place was going bananas, man. I was like, dude, I think the Devs might get killed here, but they found a way to win in overtime through a rookie in there in net, Schmidt, like, and he's 2-0 right now.
Yeah, Schmidt happens.
Schmidt happens. That was said, and you know, a little Jazzy.
Oh yeah,
he's doing all right. Yeah,
not bad.
Looks
like you out there. Or you look like him, I'm not sure.
Oh, I wish, dude.
Dang,
no, he's sick. He's such a sick player.
Yeah, he is.
But yeah, like, you know, the big names for the Rangers have kind of done what they need to do. Kreider, he's got 5 goals,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the 4 games. And Adam Fox has, I think, 6 helpers. And Kane has 6 points, I believe. Mm-hmm. Only 1 goal, but 5 assists. But he's kind of a disher. But he does, you know, he could score, but... Anyway, it's been an interesting series. I can't wait for game 5.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I would like to see that one go 7.
Yeah, that would be sick. That would be sick.
Some serious heat there.
Oh, yeah.
What else we got?
Carolina and the Islanders. It's kind of been a little sleepy series for me. I did watch the full game last night. Which was
went out the Isles.
Yeah, they did. Sorokin, that was probably one of the – that was he kind of stole that game, in my opinion, and that's what they were looking for from him. I know we were talking about that earlier, but now they got to go home. You know, you win that game, now all the pressure's on Carolina coming back
for
game 7. And you know, obviously, with things definitely changed for Carolina when Svechnikov had his season ended with a knee injury.
Yeah,
cool. So they're just not the same team, but they still, man, they play hard, Carolina, and they play fast.
Yep.
And I kind of enjoy watching them play. Ghost is playing really well with them too, man. God, he took a couple one-timers last time. They were just absolute
just
bombs, man. But now I'm kind of more interested in this series because they're going back to the island, see what happens there. So it's been – I wasn't, like, enjoying it too much, but after last night's game, now I'm kind of more into
it. Make it a series,
yeah.
Very good.
Yeah,
what
man.
What else we got?
Boston's up 3-1.
Yep.
On Florida, which, you know, Florida went in there and won that game 2. And I think people thought, well, they'll probably get 1 at home, but Boston, just like we've talked about, man, God, are they good. And you know, they get Taylor Hall's got 7 points, you know.
What a goal.
That
goal he scored the other day.
I know. Like... it's crazy. And then, you know, a guy that they picked up at the deadline, Bertuzzi, he's got 6 points.
I know. What a great grab.
He's great for playoffs, too. Yeah. Like, he's one of those guys in your face. You already got Marshawn. Now you got him, and you got Hathaway. Like you got Frederick too, right? Like, they're just a tough team to play against in general. Plus, they're really good.
Yeah.
So they're up 3-1. I would say they probably finish this one off in Boston. But you never know. You never know. Our boy Alex Lyon hung in there. Finally got pulled in game 3, and then they went with Bob and. Didn't matter with that team. So
Yep.
I was really pumped up once Florida won, just to see where the series went, but Boston put their foot down and
I don't think it matters who's in the pipes. I think you don't have to deal with a flurry of offense.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's all four lines too. Like, oh yeah, exactly. Just the way they play. It's just, it was funny when Omar went after Tkachuk the other night when all that shit was going on, and they asked Jimmy Montgomery about it. You know, well, what do you think? He goes, I love it.
Yeah,
he said, I love it. Yeah, he's into it, man. Which I do too. I think that shit's cool.
Oh yeah.
And
jack your team up.
Yeah, exactly. There's been a lot of rough stuff in all these series, which it's why you love the playoffs,
that's it, right?
Like,
it's the playoffs.
You know, guys start hating one another, at least for the series anyway, even when they're buddies. But that one's I think that one's gonna be over.
Yeah, I think so too.
And we both had Boston there.
We did,
didn't we? So maybe we got one thing right.
That was an easy pick.
It
seemed to be like a slam dunk pick, but
what do you think about Toronto? They're up 3-1.
Yeah, you know, jeez. I mean, I don't think they deserve to win last game, but obviously they did. I mean, Tampa handed it to them.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, wild. I mean, geez, I didn't see it going the way it's going.
I didn't either. You have to give Toronto credit though. Both games in Tampa. Like, I mean, they found a way, man. They fought back when they were up 4-1 in game four. I'm like, all right, and then they get one goal, and then and you're like, oh boy, you can almost feel it, coming. Oh, yeah. But you know, like Mitch Marner, man, 10 points in four games, man, pretty good little player. Matthews has 3 goals, I think, 4 helpers. But Tampa, they're big guns. I mean, it's funny, Kucherov has 6 points. I think he's only got 1 goal, but Corey Perry. Right there in the mix. This guy's doing it. He's in the middle of everything, and they've had some good tilts. Our boy Schenner had a really good fight with Janot, and I saw, I think it was after.
He's been playing unbelievable.
He's doing
what
everything.
What a great pickup, too.
He's making great first passes.
Yeah.
He's physical. He's just doing everything. He's getting shots through from the point. He really.
And that was a great tilly.
I mean, that was a really. Boy, did you see their hands after that?
Oh, man, that was.
God. But it was funny because after the other game, there was like a hot mic again, and he's like, Schenner, we're gonna have to go again. You know, like, I don't know if Schenner did anything. I think it was on that hit point, got run in the boards. And Riley is not a guy that's gonna do something. I don't think he meant to do it, but boy, did he go in there with a lot of. You watch that fast motion, even the noise of his body, I thought he was done for the series.
It was a very awkward hit.
It was. Yeah. I don't think Riley was trying to hurt him. I don't think he's not a player but that was when there were time and they were in between the benches and they were just going back and forth. It's been a fun series that way. I was kind of hoping just that would be a great 7-game series because it's T.O., because they haven't been out of the first round and it's been so physical.
Yeah.
You know, and they put them out last year.
I could see it going 7. You know, Tampa is resilient. You know, we talked about predictions and Tampa just knows how to win. Like, they're not going to go down without a major fight here. And,
I agree.
How much do you think Toronto's energy and passion is coming from Kyle Dubas?
He was pretty wound up. You never seen that guy like that the other night.
Chirping fans.
And you see Spaz just sitting there like, he didn't even look. His eyes weren't even moving. He was just like straight ahead.
And part of me like he likes to see the passion, but then also like, You're the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs. You might want to just sit down and
probably felt so good. All the shit he gets. But
you're never going to win on that one. You're chirping a bunch of drunk fans. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. And I know we were talking about with Debo and Baller about Vasilevsky. I don't think he's been that good.
Yeah.
He hasn't been good enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And Baller threw point out that Derek Lalonde, a former assistant coach, had said, I guess they were looking at the analytics of it, Baller. Is that what they were doing? And they said he had the lowest percentage out of all the goalies with shots from the point. And look at the goals in. Like, one game winner was from the point, Riley, and then Riley tied the game up the other night from just a wrister at the point. I know those guys coming in front of the net, but, I mean, the numbers are the numbers. And he hasn't looked overly great
guy's
got to be run
years.
Down too like okay, I don't
yeah,
care
you
what
think
anybody
how much
says
he's played in the last few years
like he's they've I mean god three finals in a row
yeah not bad
But hopefully, I'd like to see Tampa sneak out a win and get to come back home and try to push it to game seven. Yep. But I guess we'll see.
We will see.
I guess we'll see. That's it on the East.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been staying up late watching the West game. All I know you have. Let's start with your boys in Winnipeg.
Mm.
They're down 3-1. They went in there, won the first game in Vegas. I'm like, whoa, 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 because we talked about how much they had been struggling down the stretch. And then they went in there and they got that game one win, but then it's been Vegas ever since. Yeah. You know,
they toast.
Nothing crazy. Like, no one going crazy for them, and it's been pretty, like, all the guys are just chipping in, it looks like, for Vegas. Like, I think Stevenson has 6 points, 2 goals, 4 assists, but no one's, like, going nuts in that series. So, Winnipeg, though, your boy, Pionk.
Pionk.
Yeah. 7 points. I didn't even know what was going on there. Right? But, you know, Wheeler's got like 5 points, you know, a couple goals, and he's still rocking and rolling. But I think that's
just don't have enough.
Yeah, I just don't think they have enough. In my opinion.
Yeah. Anyway, I agree with that.
And Stars and Mini, I haven't been able to get into that one too much. I've watched, but they're up. Stars are up 3-2. Losing Pavelski, I thought they were done.
Yeah.
Like, another unfortunate incident with him getting hit. He's conkied. Like
Sagan stepping up,
yeah, he has. Shoes. He really has. Which I think they've been kind of waiting on Tyler,
yeah, right? Yeah, he's kind of been
few years. You
yeah,
know,
he's
like,
been a little bit sleepy.
But boy, he's stepped his game up here in this playoffs, and they're gonna need it, especially if Pav's not gonna be able to come back. But he didn't look good leaving the ice, and he's had a few concussions that we know about. But the Rupe Hintz with 11 points in 5 games.
Not bad.
You know, Debo called that. Debo said, "You watch out for this guy. He's gonna gonna be gone." And I didn't listen to you, Debo, and I should have. But but our boy Hartman, who spent a minute here, he's leading many in points. But I mean, it's just I don't know if they have enough. And it was kind of their coach got a little bit of shit because they went with Fleury in game two after they'd won the first game.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of. If you're really that worried about throwing Fleury in a game, like, that guy is a guy I would put my money on.
Right,
but
yeah.
They'd come off of overtime, and I think that was – or double overtime, if I'm not mistaken. Was it a double overtime baller that first game? And I think he was just maybe a little worried, like, hey, let's throw Flower in. It didn't matter because they got shit kicked. But
yeah.
It was kind of – it was – you know, you don't usually see that in the playoffs unless there's an injury or someone's just playing that bad, that poorly. But Dallas up 3-2. They got a chance to beat many. So
there we go.
And then
last series?
No.
Second last series?
Yeah, come on, man.
Sorry.
Are you on the phone?
Kyrie?
Yeah, Kyrie. Yeah. No, he's in Dallas. Fucking huge trade, though. They're trying to move him for Bedard for that first pick. No, the Avalanche and the Kraken.
Yeah.
2-2.
2-2, yeah.
Talk about some fast hockey. Like, two really fast teams. Biggest thing out of this is McCarr. Kale McCarr getting suspended. What did you think of that whole play there with the hit?
Well, I just think it was unnecessary and not something that he normally would ever think of doing. I just don't.
He's almost like he's rattled.
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah. I mean, the puck was clearly out of play.
Whistle
and
blown.
And that's just totally
very uncharacteristic of him. Not that he's a soft player by any means. He's not running around killing guys, but he will play the body. But that was just like almost like I'm ready to snap, and he just did something. He only got one game.
Thank God
for them. Yeah. But I think if someone else does it with any sort of history, it's because like if it would happen and the play's going on, or, you know, the puck's not there,
right? Like
but it wasn't.
Yeah.
Like this play was dead. I feel like he should have at least got two, but. It is what it is, I guess. You
it's McCarr.
It's McCarr.
Yeah.
But happy for Hack, you know, and that team, because, boy, they play hard. It's been fun to watch.
I'd love to see them find a way.
Yeah, it would be fun. I know. I was texting with Brian Boucher today, and he's doing that series.
Yeah.
I said, how fast it's been? He's like, fast. He's like, these two teams are fast, but... we'll see what happens, man. Game five coming up. That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
And the last one, Riles.
Yeah.
Your pick. Edmonton.
Yeah.
Well,
my pick.
Yeah. And the Kings. Edmonton went up 3-2 last night. Mm-hmm. Been a pretty good series.
Yeah, I know.
It's sure. been really, it's been fun to watch, you know. Draisaitl with 10 points. I mean, that power play, they're over 50%.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Insane,
yeah.
man. Like, it's just insane watching their power play. You have to stay out of the box for the Kings. You have any chance of winning it. Yeah. That's not, obviously, anybody can tell you that, but
yeah.
Like for the Kings, you know, Kopitar is playing, which you should expect. This guy's been in the league forever.
Yep.
He's playing well. Kempe's playing well. The whole team, just like, the series has been so interesting to watch and fun, but wow. Like, if they can push that one to a game seven in Edmonton,
yeah.
That'd be fun. That'll be a great game to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just want to see them have success, obviously, yeah. for obvious reasons, with a couple of the superstars there. And I don't know, it's good for Canadian hockey. Obviously.
Yeah, just, for sure. I mean,
as you know, I think they've been underachieving maybe for the last few years.
Well, you know, the U.S. just taking over.
Yeah.
Oh, you meant, well, yeah. I meant USA hockey.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But when's the last time a Canadian team won?
Let's go to commercial break.
Devo Baller. Did you see? I saw today, too. Speaking of Canadian hockey, they're going to knock down the Saddle, though.
Oh, yeah?
They got the, yeah, they. I guess they're going to build a new arena.
With our boy, is it Weegs? Weeger there? Calling him out. So we got to get
the building. We better do it. Weegs, he said it.
Next week.
It'll be built by the beginning of the year. Season.
No shit,
be, yeah, game one. No, fuck no. You kidding me? Let's take 2 or 3 years. Build an arena. What, you think you're going to play fucking Cowboys across the street?
Yeah, I know, right? I thought it was that the foundation was already laid, Nass.
Yeah, maybe. Must be. They're going to did you hear? Really? Beginning game one. Give me some of that shit, dude. God. What were you and Debo doing out there? Yeah, game one, boys. Calgary.
Saddle Dome is...
Saddle Dome's gone. They knocked it down this morning. Oh, boy. All right. So, anyway. Oh, man. What the fuck's wrong? Oh, Kyrie. Oh, boy. What a move.
It's what a
big
trade.
Big trade. Yeah. All right.
Aaron Rodgers going to
Aaron Rodgers is involved in the Bedard deal. Oh, it's gonna take a lot of teams today. It's gonna a lot of other sports, I guess. Okay. Oh man. Where were we?
Oh,
sorry.
Man.
Yeah.
Saddle Dome. Weegsy called it.
Weegsy said, boys, I'm not
take that
playing.
Thing down.
Bring it down. Bring it down.
Bring need a new down. Building here. I can't perform in this building.
Oh, it's actually going to suck. I mean, not suck, but it'll be great for Calgary. They deserve a new building. That thing's 40 years old.
It is that old.
But it is a cool building the way it looks. Like, I hate to see them knock it down. You think they could use it for like
men's league?
Well, yeah, men's league. And, well, the junior teams there, and yeah. No, but like for the Stampede, like for Stampede, yeah. You know, and but they'll have this new one. So
yeah, well, costs money to keep one of those.
We should definitely go out for a few days during the Stampede and check out the groundbreaking. Everything for the new place,
the brand new building up.
I called Dave Erner up in Cowboys there. Tell him we're coming. We're gonna need a spot. Take a little helicopter over just to see the ground breaking. They're pouring concrete already, Riggs. They started this morning. Got to have it ready for game one. Really? How do you go about that?
It's efficient builders.
Yes, very, very efficient. Very efficient. But anyway, man. Hopefully the playoffs keep going and stay interesting, and it's been awesome so far. So see how our picks end up doing.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been
you're down. Yeah, you're down.
I am down. Yeah.
Holy shit! Anyway, all right. Are you ready to get into episode 8 with Morgan Frost? 2.0. It's 1:15.
I think we're ready now.
Let's do it.
1:15.
Yes.
Presented by our friends at Curaleaf. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Google Curaleaf PA or stop by one of their 18 locations across the Commonwealth or visit Curaleaf.com/locations. Nasty. Let's go.
Let's go.
Welcome back. I'm Riley Cote.
And I'm Derek Settlemyer. And somehow we are wearing the same thing we had on last week, but we are so lucky to have in studio our main man, number 48, Morgan Frost. Frosty, what's up, brother?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Dude, what a sweatshirt. MJ.
The GOAT.
Yeah, it is.
The GOAT. That's right. The GOAT. He is the greatest. Buddy, how you been, man?
I've been good.
Yeah.
Good, yeah. Good year.
Yes.
Excited to go home now and see the fam and friends, but... yeah, I've been chilling.
Yeah, man, you know I'll tell you what, breakout year, it was great to see, really showcase what you can do, and we'll get into it, talk about torts a little bit, but, you know, like, you really did show what, you know, your skill set, which we talked about when you came on the show the first time, and you ran into some injuries and stuff like that, but it was nice to, you got 81 games in. I missed the one at home there, which kind of sucks, but that's, you know, that's probably torts being torts there. Are you looking forward to getting back home to give your buddies shit right now with T.O. down 1-0? It's just one game, but.
Yeah, it's just one, but I was already giving it to them a little bit, and they're all diehard Leaf fans, and, you know, some of my best buddies are kind of turning into Flyers fans now. They like watching our games, so. But yeah, always going to give it to him about the Leafs.
That's City's great. Having a meltdown already after game one.
They probably are. Well, let's talk about like torts. Like we talked with Beezer last week a little bit about it. How did you find that? I don't want to call it experiment because he's going to be here, but a lot different from the coaches we've had in the last few years.
Yeah, it was definitely a change, different style than I've ever had for sure. I think the start of the year was kind of feeling it out, I guess you can say. I think it was a little bumpy for me there at the start, but I think once you kind of got to know how he is and what he expects, I think as the season went on, I think, you know, a lot of guys, I think myself included, kind of started to understand it better. I think probably eased up on me a little bit more in the second half, which was
yeah, it nice. Seemed like he, you know, it's funny when you listen to his press conferences, he doesn't really hold back. And he, you could tell he was starting to like, really like, you know, favor you. I don't, you know, if that's the word, if that's the
well,
right word,
confidence,
but yeah,
obviously.
Show confidence in you, and that's what young guys need, you know. Like, and you're a young, skilled guy, and it was nice to see that, and then you could see it in your play,
100%.
Where you're maybe, you know, not afraid to make the plays you know you can make. You know, they're not always going to work, but like, I feel like when you're a skilled player, you gotta. Do your thing, right? Like, but it was nice to see that you seem to get more confidence the further season went.
Yeah, I think for me it's just a lot of it's kind of like picking and choosing my spots when I can do some of the maybe the fancier stuff or whatever. But yeah, I think once you start to, you know, kind of gain the coach's trust and you start to feel good about yourself out there, I think that's when you can kind of start to do that. Do those kinds of things, and I think still probably sometimes where maybe it's not the right time to, you know, maybe try a spinorama or something.
spinorama at the blue line for
something ridiculous. But just pick and choose your spots, and I think that's when I'm playing my best, when I'm kind of mixing some of that stuff in there.
Yeah, no, it's definitely fun to watch. I know when you scored that goal a few weeks ago, I just texted,
dirty.
Yeah, it was sick. Baller, you got to put that clip in there.
What would you say, like you say, like, you know, feeling out torts in his style, like, you know, to get that trust from the coach, especially a guy like that that's well-established and, you know, he's pretty black and white. Like, what is it in your game that you really have to reel in or focus on to get that trust, that confidence from him for you to elevate your own confidence? Because it's kind of like, you know, the chicken and the egg type of deal.
Yeah, I would say for me especially, it was kind of doing some of the little things more. definitely, I'm never going to be a physical guy, but, you know, just trying to use my body a little more and, you know, making sure I'm in the right position, you know, using my stick, playing defensively. And I don't know, I would just say like little stuff like that. He obviously really appreciates like hard work and you know, the little details. So, you know, I just tried to kind of focus on that stuff for a while and then hopefully let the offense come and what I can do. So that was kind of my approach to it in terms of him. And I think once I started to do some of that little stuff a little better, I think got a little more trust from him.
Yeah, that's great advice for any young listener, really. Yeah. I mean, it's always the little details, right? It's like,
It sounds cliche, but it's like,
yeah, I know.
It is true. Especially with him, I think
it does. It makes a difference.
Yeah. Because you could have all the skill in the world, but I mean, half the game you're playing without the puck anyways, right? And you're trying to get the puck back. So if you're just like hoping the puck's going to land up on your stick, like, you know, it's never going to happen that way. But it is always the small details that really separate, you know, the consistent players that play. And
that's the coach.
Yeah. Well, you know, I never understood it when I played. I figured it out after the fact. But
you're patrolling the red line.
Yeah, I know, right? Those details.
Those details, you're all over. You're all over those. Frosty, we don't need you doing that. We don't need you patrolling the red line.
You pay a little bit better when you're scoring goals.
But, you know, it makes me wonder, like, as a player, when you are a skilled player and he's putting these things in your mouth, like, are you on the ice going, okay, I got to get, you know, like, are five different things going through your head, but then you kind of get it and you relax more? Because it looked like I said, once he showed that confidence in you, like, your game just, you kept getting better, you know, as the season went on.
I think that's kind of like the little breakthrough that you need, though, is like, I'm not going to lie, there was times at the start of the year where I was probably feeling that way, like, you know, just gripping the stick too tight and like, you're almost playing to not make mistakes.
Right, which is just the toughest way to play.
And then instead of playing, once you kind of get past that, and then you just kind of, you're just playing hockey after that. And I think for me at least, like, I play my best when I'm kind of just like not overthinking things and trying not to be too hard on myself. I think it's still something I need to work on, but yeah, I think once you kind of get through that stage, and I kind of felt that I did, and then I'm kind of just out there playing freely, I think that's when I'm playing my best. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, a lot of players have that block, right? It's like, it is a game of mistakes, right? And to grip the stick thinking you're not going to make mistakes is like a hard way to play.
Yeah, you're going to make mistakes.
You're going to make mistakes. So to play that way, obviously within reason and the boundaries of the game and the coach's philosophy, but like knowing that if you make a mistake, it's okay. You're going to hustle back and try and, you know, make up for it as best as you can. It's not like just a mindless mistake, right? But but it takes that, again, that confidence to think like that. It's tough when you're a young guy and you're trying to, you know, impress and all that stuff.
Especially with like a guy like
Torch. Yeah, exactly. You feel like you're always being micromanaged. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's very visible to see that you're able to kind of have that breakthrough, as you mentioned, because your play just kept elevating, you know, and it's nice to see. You know.
It's got to give you confidence too going into next year. You know, like you kind of have Torch's trust. You can tell you do, and that's huge with a coach like Torch. I mean, he'll say it
right
out loud, but it's got to be good for you going into next year. Now, you know, you gotta work on your game, everything you got to work on, but coming in knowing you have his trust is got to be really good, because this year coming in, everybody's probably like, what the fuck's gonna happen here, you know, because you hear all the stories, you see Torch, like, can't miss him.
Yeah,
that's for sure. So you must be feeling good, you know, to get ready for the summer to come up for next year.
Yeah, 100%, I think. Just kind of build on what I was doing at the end of the year. I still think the way he is, I think I'm still going to have to almost regain the trust again right away at the start of the season.
He's going
to
forget.
I'm definitely not banking on him feeling that way throughout the summer. But, I'll be working hard in the summer. And I think once you kind of get a little taste, a small little sample size of success like that, I think it makes you, you know, hungry for more. So I think, you know, I'll work even harder than I did last summer and, you know, hopefully just keep improving.
Yeah, for sure. The what if the ping pong ball drops the right way for the Flyboys? You trading that pick? I'm kidding. We were joking about that earlier.
What percent do we have? Do we know?
Seven? Is it seven baller?
Seven.
Yeah. You never know.
Never know.
You never know. Maybe, you know. But it will be interesting to see where he goes. But this is a good draft. So hopefully maybe we get lucky and move up. But you never know. Rick said he would trade the pick. He just doesn't think.
Flyers don't want that.
we were talking with Beezer last week, Joel Farabee, and we were talking about we just don't think we're that far off. You know, the team's that far off. Like I think a lot of people do, but I don't. We missed Coots, we missed Cam this year. Throwing them back in, hopefully fully healthy, knock wood for them. But I don't think we're that far off to be competing for a playoff spot next year. I really don't.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, I mean, obviously, yeah, you get those two guys back there. Coots is an unbelievable one center, 1C in this league. And, Cam's also first-line caliber player. So you bring those guys back. And I think even you look at this year, I don't know how many games we lost in overtime or shootout. Right. But,
yeah, that's a good point.
Our record wasn't pretty good in those scenarios, but you get a couple of those ones. Really not that far away, and
right.
And that was even with battling against injuries. I think TK missed like 20 games.
God, yeah.
So, I don't think we're that far off at all. I think got a good young core and some good leadership, and I'm excited for next year for sure.
Yeah, we are too. We talked about this too. The games, like, you don't want to ever lose, but there's, I guess, kind of a good way to lose and a bad way to lose. And there weren't bad losses. You know, like, if you guys were in the games, very competitive.
Yeah.
And like you said, we did talk about Torts' 2D in the 3-on-3. I don't agree with that. Sorry, Torts, I don't. But, like, I don't know. I'm not going to ask you what you think about that, but our success wasn't very good in overtime.
Yeah.
3-on-3. Like, how many? One win? Did we win one? Or is that wrong? Sure. Baller?
No, we won a couple. We won the last one.
Yeah, well, the last one.
There must have been one or two.
Yeah, but, I mean, it was funny that he went that way with it, but, that's not the reason we lost games. But you're right. There's so many. You're right there. And, even half of those, you get a win. That's 5-6 more points, whatever. But Calgary kind of went through that, too.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
They had a 15 shit or 16. Ton
yeah.
of five of those. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those, too, I think we did a good job in coming back in games. We were never really out of it. Like,
that's what I mean.
We kind of would have some tough starts, but I think it's a good sign of a team when you see that many times that we came back from two or three goals to – at least force it to overtime, and then whatever happens after that happens.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, it's what I said to Joel, like, you never were really out of a game, if you went down, say, three goals. You guys were always battling, playing hard, fighting, and it's so much better to watch, and I think Philly's, we got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's going to take as long as people think.
No. I think the foundation is laid. We talked to Beezer last week, talked about it. The foundation seems to be laid. The identity seems to be back. Like, the essence of what the Flyers represent is that work and that resilience, which is a huge piece of this, right? You guys look like a team. It came up short, but I guess we're kind of all saying the same thing here, is that we're not far off, and a couple pieces added in the off season, guys get healthy, and it's a completely different, different game next year, so... Looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too.
It's exciting. It's challenging as this year's been. There's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah.
Nasty Knuckles listeners, it's time to get your real estate in top form. You need DLI Commercial to help you on your next construction project. These experts know how to take your project from the penalty box to all-star caliber. From complete build-outs to major renovations, they've got you covered. Let DLI Commercial help you make your next construction project a real power play. For more deets, you need to head on over to their website, dlicommercial.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Is Steph Curry gonna make it through this first round?
Oh, I don't know.
Your boy?
I've been talking about that already. I'm trying to stay away from it. They just don't look the same. Draymond just got suspended for tonight too, which is insane. And
they're back. They're home tonight, right? Yeah. Are they at home tonight?
Yeah. Well, that's their issue. They can't win on the road.
Yeah, right.
They're not losing at home, though.
Yeah. All right. You heard it here.
Yeah.
Debo, put your bets in now. They don't
never bet against the greatest shooter of all time.
That's right. He is.
Yeah,
that's good.
But yeah, that Kings team is looking pretty good, though. Kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah, out of nowhere. That's what I said. That's what I was saying, my buddies.
We watched them play, actually, when we were in Dallas. We went to the Mavericks game. We watched them play there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis together, pretty special.
So. Yeah, they're good.
It would be cool to see that after how many years it had been, like 16 years, something my God. Ridiculous.
You guys were babies. White Chocolate was there with Chris Webber. That was when they were good. They had Vlade Divac. You know who that is, Ross? You have no idea. Boys, I got to tell you this. We were talking about a trade one day. We're talking about Kyrie Irving getting traded. And he comes walking in, and I just finished saying to Baller, like, yeah, Irving to Dallas. And he's like, oh, yeah? I'm like, yeah. And he thinks we're talking about hockey. He's like, which guy is this now?
Young prospect.
I said, yeah, he's going to wear number two. He's pulling it out of there.
That's like, awesome.
Oh, fuck. But anyway, Riles doesn't watch.
He's a small skill guy. He's going to wear he's going to wear number two.
That's what I said to him. I'm like, he's going to put Hatch's number on. Oh, man. We were crying. Awesome. But you guys went to Philly. Sixer playoff game the other night. That's pretty cool. You got energy in the building.
Yeah, that was awesome to see. Definitely some good seats there.
And, yeah, that was sick.
You know, watching the big boy Joel Embiid do his thing from that close is pretty special. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
When he first came here, I think it was DZ. I think Michael Delzato was here and he got us courtside, so we were there. But Joel wasn't playing. It was when they were holding him out. I think he had a stress fracture in his foot or something at the time. But he was out there warming up. I mean, I'm like, why is this guy not playing? Yeah. Like, because he was going through the full warm-ups, everything. But I guess one of the coaches, they're like whistling at him, enough, you got to come off. This guy comes from the left side dribbling. He's 7'2", right? Like, Big Joel? He's 7'2", somewhere around there? Somewhere like that. But he's a big man. He comes in, he jumps up, ball under his leg, dunks it over his head, and I'm like, what the fuck did I just see? Like, he's a big man to make that kind of a move. I'm like, this guy should be playing. Put him in the damn lineup. But
watching him dribble is pretty insane, too. Like, his hands, it's pretty wild.
It makes you wonder a little bit. I know we're getting off topic here with hockey. We're talking about basketball. Sorry, but Shaq could shoot free throws. Joel could shoot the ball, man.
Like, yeah, he can.
Joel could shoot the ball, man. Yeah. He's a hell of a player. Who do you got winning the cup?
I mean, it's pretty cliche. I think it's hard to go against Boston. Yeah. I think someone out of the East is going to win it, though. I think the Rangers are pretty sneaky good, and they added those guys. And, you know, if your goalie is Shesterkin, I think, you know, anything can kind of happen. So I would say probably those teams have the two best chance, in my opinion. But, and then the West, I think, is pretty wide open, in my opinion. I think it'd be cool to see Edmonton and McDavid, you know, kind of make it there, though. So.
Well, I love that.
I had to inform Riles he had Chicago.
Chicago and Columbus.
Yeah. No, but I agree with you. That's who I have, Colorado making it against Boston. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. I'm a nerd. I like watching all these games. But Frosty had a great year, man, and it's not a surprise to me. You know, you're a highly skilled player, and I think the more you get to play and get put in those spots, it's going to be even better for the Flyers, and we appreciate you coming, hanging out with us. Last time we had to do a video.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you coming in, brother.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me. Always fun, and it's good to see you guys. It's been a while.
I know, man.
Thanks, Frosty.
Yeah, thank you.
Big thank you to our friend Morgan Frost for stopping by.
Big number 48, hippity hop. Yeah, he's calling him Bunny these days, Riles.
Yeah.
Great guy, man. Yeah. Like we talked about with him, big year for him. You know,
yeah,
like,
pretty cool
especially,
year.
You know, more in the second half kind of towards seemed to take a liking to him, even though he's kind of hard on him, like he was saying. But he showed what he has, you know, like in the toolbox there. He's got some skill and hopefully that chemistry with, you know, like Tippett and other guys that he gets to play with, TK, if he ends up playing with him, you know, he just keeps growing and getting better.
Yeah.
So you can see that he's got it, though. We talked about
definitely.
That on the first time we had him on. If you haven't seen that episode, go back and watch it because we talk a lot about that. But great kid. Works his butt off, you know. Wish him the best, and we appreciate him coming on.
Yeah, for sure. It's nice to see him break through because he could easily go the other way when you get squeezed like that by a coach that's hard on you, right?
And exactly.
So it took a little time, and then you got going, and then you really started thriving. And just, you could see just his confidence just was obviously increased. And he brought it, and you just you could see the skill and the high-level performance. So hopefully he can build on that in the off season, come back strong next year, and be a better player.
He's I think he's bigger than people think too. Like he's a strong kid, you know, like
you look at him, he's small in stature, but he's got more meat on him than I thought, even
strong legs and he's actually not a bad skater at all, on top of that, we never really talk about it, but very skilled, highly skilled player. So hopefully he just keeps
Yep, exactly. Wish him the best.
Yep.
It's that time, Nast.
Is it time for Clear Questions?
It is.
Brought to you by Clear Rum.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious, by the way.
Did you order your batch up?
Yeah, where is it?
It's coming.
Call the boys.
It's in the mail.
I'll just drink more of it.
Well, then we'll have to order another batch.
We'll just order more.
Here we go. What do we got, Baller?
What do you got, Baller?
All right, well, we actually got four this week.
Oh.
This one's from Kara Davenport over on Instagram. What are some of your best off-ice moments with some of the current Flyers players?
Ooh, nice. I mean, you hang out with them. I mean, probably wiffle ball incident. Probably got to be top of this.
Wiffle ball's fun, yeah. golf. Played golf with some of the boys the other day. Just hanging out, you know, like just normal guy stuff. I don't even know if you think about it as them being players, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just
right.
Knowing them so long. And but yeah, we had a really good day the other day. I was laughing because Carter's neighbors were out on their deck, and I don't know if they're hockey fans because he just got to this place he's in like midway through the year. And I was like, wonder if they're like looking over there going, like, it's like half the Flyers hockey team, you know, if they're fans, or if they're not, they're just probably like, oh, these kids are playing loud music,
right, yeah, exactly.
playing wiffle ball, and the ball's coming over in your yard, we keep creeping over to get, you know, balls, they get fouled back, but stuff like that's fun when you get to hang out, and it's not about hockey, it's just about hanging and having a good time, so I would say, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that, and when they stop by here and say what's up and hang out for a bit. And
one of my customers that came in the other day was like walks in. There's like six of the guys here or whatever it was, you know. And he was like, "Oh my god!" And then when they left, he was like, "This was the greatest thing ever." But that's cool.
They're just regular dudes.
Yep.
Living regular lives outside of the rink.
Yep.
Having fun.
This is from Quinn over on Twitter. Nasty, as the prank master, what's the most creative prank you've ever seen or heard about player on player?
Ooh, man. Wow. I think we talked about one time. I mean, I don't know, it's creative, but I've seen guys cut arms off of jackets. You can't do that anymore, man. I remember, I think I told a story one time where Peter Svoboda nailed Garth Snow's shoes into the bench. I've seen guys glue guys' shoes to the ceiling, and you never look up to find your shoes. And
that's a good one.
And everyone's laughing, you know. Man, I'm trying to
think. What was the one with, we talked about it before with Raffle? Was it you that sewed? Oh,
yeah, that was me. I sewed his phone into his
pants. That's pretty good.
But he couldn't figure it out. He had long pockets, so I got it in there, and then you have to turn it inside out and then sew across. So he could put his hand in his pocket.
Right.
But it would only go so far. But his phone was in there, and we've shown a clip before. He's like, I thought there was a secret pocket in, you know, in my pants.
I didn't do anything.
Holy fuck.
He's so funny, man. But I was about to ask you guys, hey, there's a secret pocket in my thing. I couldn't figure it out, man.
But, yeah, like, I think probably the most creative, I don't even know if it's creative, but like guys putting someone's shoes on the ceiling and stuff. Like I've seen like the not real popcorn, but that packing popcorn in a car before. Oh, yeah. So
any dead fish in the back trunk? Didn't that happen? Who did that happen to?
That did happen. That's disgusting. That ruined the car. That's gross. Yeah, it was underneath the seat.
And they couldn't figure it out.
Like, just, how can you not figure it out? Like, maybe just look. God, who like was dead that? Fish. I can't remember who that was, but
that was a long time ago, that one.
I guess that's creative, but that's disgusting at the same time. So, great question, but creative. I would guess maybe the shoes on the ceiling because, you know, you're looking everywhere except there to find them. So,
pretty good.
Yeah.
Sandy's Minnesota over on Twitter. Is it weird that the Flyers have a coach and a GM and then are going to hire a president? Shouldn't the president hire the GM and the coach?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Kind of the way it happens.
Yeah, I think it's just based on, exactly that, the circumstances.
Yeah.
I think traditionally it is the other way around, right?
Well, I guess Dave Scott made the move, so he was kind of Chuck was president and GM. So when you let him go, you don't have a president, so the guy above him, I guess, makes that call.
Yeah.
But they haven't taken the interim tag off of Danny yet, which we were hoping would have happened by now.
Yeah.
I'm sure it will be soon.
Well, yeah, I think we talked about this last week, but we had heard that would get removed once they hire the president.
Yes.
Because God forbid they hire the president and they don't like the GM. I just can't see that happening.
I don't see that happening.
No, obviously not. But I think just the circumstances of this situation.
Yeah.
But I think traditionally it is the other way around, right? I mean,
for sure.
So, unique situation.
We got one more from Steve Coates.
Ooh, Coatesy.
We know him.
When are we going to get a Debo face and voice reveal? The man is an enigma.
He is. And ooh, he likes being a mystery, ladies. He just said that. This guy, we're going to do something. We were just talking about that.
This morning,
it's a great question, Coatesy, because we were talking about that. Debo's going to make his debut, and it's going to be powerful.
Oh, yeah. We'll sit in the background, lay in the weeds, and produce it.
You might get 7 words in 30 minutes, but they're going to be powerful words. But Debo will be making an appearance. We can guarantee you that.
Got to get his playoff picks and
predictions. Well, we know he wants. He wants the Islanders.
Of course he does.
And we know why.
Oh, Bo.
Big Bo.
That's his boy. One big goal.
He's having a rough time.
He gave it to your Vancouver fans, though, didn't he?
Good friend.
Yeah.
Well, if he was really contributing a lot, I could say that. But no, you're right. It actually was kind of funny, but some people didn't like it.
No.
They did not like that. But that will happen. Debo's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
It's a coming out party. And maybe we're talking about, just throw it out there, we're not sure of the date yet, but a tailgate. Maybe doing a Phillies tailgate, and Debo's going to be up DJing, and you'll see him as he's fucking giving the whole thing going.
Yeah. Tearing some rug.
Oh, yeah. Doing it all.
No, the full package.
Full package for show.
Is that a wrap, Nas?
That's a wrap before you think Kyrie's getting traded again. Yeah. We better wrap her up.
That's episode 115 of the books, Nas.
Is that your cell phone?
No, I'm just happy to see you.
Just happy to see me. Yeah, 115
in the books. 115 in the books. Until next week for 116, be sure to check us out on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. Subscribe, like, comment, and stay safe, knuckleheads.
See ya.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.